In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I know many of you are here. If you know, because I don't normally preach at this service, sort of. I preach a classic. It's a sermon that's been around for a long time. It was written about 1,600 years ago. Everything old is new again. So that should give you a clue about how good a sermon this is. If it weren't this good, it would have been thrown out a long time ago. It was written by John and preached by John Chrysostom. Chrysostom is a golden throat. So this is his best of a guy who really could preach. Now, I know what you're thinking. Isn't that cheating? Shouldn't you be writing your own sermon? I got one for tomorrow. It's okay. It's okay. The bishop said I could do it. John Chrysostom served the church as a deacon and as a priest in Antioch and eventually became Archbishop of Constantinople. He received the name Chrysostom, which means golden throat in Greek, because of his profound preaching and teaching abilities. Our friends in the Orthodox Church hear this sermon every year at Easter. I'm thinking that's probably what I want to do, at least at this service, because it is so good. But you can vote in, you can chime in on it. Let me know afterwards. So it starts like this. Now, normally, I preach it from down here, and I preach it with great vigor. I'm trying to hang on to my throat because I'm looking forward to singing the Mass here in a little bit, and I don't get to do that but one day a year, so I'm hanging on to my throat as best I can. But I'll speak into the mic. Are there any who are devout lovers of God? Let them enjoy this beautiful, bright festival. Are there any who are grateful servants? Let them rejoice and enter into the joy of their Lord. Are there any weary with fasting? Let them now receive their wages. If they have toiled from the first hour, let them receive their due reward. If any have come after the third hour, let them with gratitude join in the feast. And they that arrived after the sixth hour, let them not doubt, for they too shall sustain no loss. And if any delayed until the ninth hour, let them not hesitate. But let them come too. And they who arrived only at the 11th hour, let them not be afraid by reason of their delay. For the Lord is gracious and receives the last even as the first. The Lord gives rest to them that come at the 11th hour as well as to them that toiled from the first. To this one God gives and upon another God bestows. He accepts the works as he greets the endeavor. The deed he honors and the intention he commends. Let us all enter into the joy of the Lord. First and last alike, receive your reward. Rich and poor, rejoice together. Sober and slothful, celebrate the day. You that have kept the fast and you that have not, rejoice. Today, for the table is richly laden. Feast royally on it. The calf is a fatted one. Let no one go away hungry. Partake all of the cup of faith. Enjoy all the riches of his goodness. Let no one grieve at his poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one mourn that he has fallen again and again. For forgiveness has risen from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the death of our Savior has set us free. He has destroyed it by enduring it. He destroyed hell when he descended into it. He put it in an uproar, even as it tasted of his flesh. Isaiah foretold this when he said, "You, O hell, have been troubled by encountering him below." Hell was in an uproar, because it was done away with. It was in an uproar because it is mocked. It was in an uproar for it is destroyed. It's in an uproar for it is annihilated. It is in an uproar for it is now made captive. Hell took a body and discovered God. It took earth and encountered heaven. It took what it saw and was overcome by what it did not see. O death, where is thy sting? O hell, where is thy victory? Christ is risen, and you, O death, are annihilated. Christ is risen, and the evil ones are cast down. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life is liberated. Christ is risen, and the tomb is emptied of its dead. For Christ, having risen from the dead, is become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. To him be glory and power forever and forever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.